The Supreme Court is siding with Texas for now on the border. It's March 19th, 2024, and these are your headlines. Well, the news cycle moves fast, doesn't it? What's being celebrated as a win for border security. The U.S. Supreme Court is moving to allow Texas to enforce its new border security law while the Biden administration's battle against the measure continues to work its way through the courts. Senate Bill 4, which was set to go into effect earlier this month, creates a state crime for entering the country illegally, paving the way for state law enforcement to arrest illegal aliens. Well, after the federal government challenged the measure in a lawsuit, U.S. District Judge David Allen Ezra, blocked the law from going into effect. It's since been sent to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. In the meantime, there's been a procedural fight taking place over whether the state could enforce the law while they await final judgment in the case. Well, in a 6-3 decision today, the Supreme Court denied the Biden administration's request to halt enforcement of the law, allowing Texas to begin enforcement immediately. Attorney General Ken Paxton called the decision a huge win for Texas. He said Texas has defeated the Biden administration's and the ACLU's emergency motions at the Supreme Court. Our immigration law, SB4, is now in effect. As always, it's my honor to defend Texas and its sovereignty and to lead us to victory in court. Land Commissioner Dawn Buckingham agreed. She said, when the federal government refuses to secure our border, Texas steps up, defends our families and the nation. With some major investment firms boycotting energy companies, the state of Texas is fighting back, pulling $8.5 billion in assets from global asset manager BlackRock. The movement has been referred to as environmental, social, and governance investing. Now, put simply, ESG investing is a form of stakeholder capitalism, which prioritizes investments based on social or political desires rather than strictly on profits. Well, the State Board of Education Chairman Aaron Kinsey announced today that BlackRock was not in compliance with Senate Bill 13, which was legislation signed into law last year, prohibits state funds from being given to organizations that boycott energy companies. As a result, the state will divest its permanent school fund from BlackRock. Aaron Kinsey said the Texas Permanent School Fund has a fiduciary duty to protect Texas schools by safeguarding and growing the approximately $1 billion in annual oil and gas royalties managed by the Texas General Land Office. BlackRock's dominant and persistent leadership in the ESG movement immeasurably damages our state's oil and gas economy and the very companies that generate revenues for our school fund. Texas and the PSF have worked hard to grow this fund to build Texas schools. BlackRock's destructive approach towards the energy companies that this state and our world depend on is incompatible with our fiduciary duty to Texas. He continued by saying, today represents a major step forward for the Texas Permanent School Fund and our state as a whole. The fund will not stand idle as our financial future is attacked by Wall Street. This bold action helps ensure our PSF remains, in fact, permanent and will continue to support bright futures and opportunities for generations of Texas students. In their own statement, BlackRock denied boycotting any companies. They said, BlackRock is helping millions of Texans invest and save for retirement. On behalf of our clients, we've invested more than $300 billion in Texas-based companies, infrastructure, and municipalities, including $125 billion invested in the energy sector, which includes a $550 million joint venture with Occidental.
Each weekday, join the Texas Minute for a first look at the top news of the Lone Star State. I'm Michael Quinn Sullivan, the host of the Texas Minute. The Texas Minute exists to make sure real Texans have the news they need to affect Texas. You can find the Texas Minute at texasscorecard.com or everywhere you listen to podcasts.
Lastly, congressional hopeful Craig Goldman, who currently serves in the Texas House, well, he could be violating federal campaign finance laws by helping fundraise for embattled House Speaker Dade Phelan. Well, last week, Texas Scorecard reported on a high-dollar fundraiser scheduled in Dallas next month for Dade Phelan to raise money ahead of his runoff election in May. Phelan came in second place to former Orange County GOP Chairman David Covey in the initial primary election earlier this month. A group of over 60 politicians, lobbyists, and donors were listed on the invitation for Phelan's Dallas fundraising event, including State Representative Craig Goldman. Well, that could be an issue for Goldman, as he currently finds himself in his own runoff election for the congressional seat being vacated by Representative Kay Granger. A federal election law prohibits candidates for federal office from participating in non-federal fundraisers unless the communication for the event contains a, quote, clear and conspicuous oral and written disclaimer that the solicitation is not being made by the federal candidate. The invitation for the Dallas event obtained by Texas Scorecard contained no such disclaimer. Additionally, federal candidates raising money for non-federal races cannot solicit funds in excess of the federal limit of $3,300 per individual. The invitation, meanwhile, shows host levels as high as $50,000. Well, neither Phelan or Goldman responded to our request for comment on clarification on the upcoming fundraising event. For more of today's stories, go to TexasScorecard.com.